Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Professional Goblins' second actual play of The Extraordinary Adventures of Baron von Munchausen. Now, this is a cooperative storytelling game. It's pretty simple. We're all 17th, 18th century nobles in a tavern. The world has not been fully discovered. The veil of mysticism remains, and we aim to tell the most thrilling tale of all, the subject of which is reminded to us by one of our drinking companions. I am playing the part of Duke Myler. I have a notable fiefdom in Britain, as well as titles in Scotland and Ireland. And here is Grand Duchess Savannah.
Da. Здравствуйте.
And
clearly of the eastern reaches.
And.
You got someone in mind?
Oh, well, I didn't think that through. But, you know, I'm Alistair of some part of Europe that I can't quite remember, but, you know.
I'm sure you'll tell us a story about it.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? Screw the prop. And I'm Angus Crackhausen!
Oh.
Of Ireland!
You keep saying Ireland. I do not think that means what he thinks it means.
Yes, I own the land!
Of course.
So, my lord, I've heard that you come from some part of... You're not really sure where you're from. I've heard this story before. What could you tell my companions?
I have heard of it.
Actually, I must object. Being a newcomer among us, Lord Alistair may wish to listen to something first.
All right. I want to hear that story, though.
So perhaps, Lord McCrackhouse, you could tell us about the time that you discovered the center of the earth.
It's not a long story, but, you know, it's a long trip getting there, so I'll tell you all I can. So, here I was, you know, wee in height, but big in heart, and I started digging one day. Now, you know, outside the families, you know, the clannish lands, if you go all the way through the earth, you'll arrive right in the middle of China.
You don't say.
I do. Now, I was sitting there and I was digging with my friend. Now, my friend is a dog because he's a dog. And you gotta love dogs. So he's digging, I'm digging. I'm thinking this is a pretty good time. And I start digging deeper and deeper. And my pa calls me and I said, no, not now, I'm digging. And I start digging, and I'm digging, and I'm digging, and this dog is getting ahead of me. He's 20, 30 feet ahead of me down this path. Now, we're going through some things. It's getting warmer, though. And, you know, all I have is a hand trowel. Now, this hand trowel, I will tell you.
Hold, I was in the understanding that on your trip to the center of the earth that you brought your ally, the Loch Ness Monster.
Of course I did! What do you think what type of Irishman do you think I am? Now, if you recall from my last story, The Loch Ness Monster was our friend because we went ahead and we had won his heart in our last invasion. And, you know, of course he would help me out, even though I was a wee lad. Now we're digging and we're digging. And, of course, who do we find but Nessie himself in about 30, 40 feet down? We say, why you're here, Nessie? And he says, well, I have to eat underground sometimes in the winter because, you know, fish are not as plentiful. And I go, of course it isn't. I get you. So I give him a hand trowel. And with his great mighty flippers, he starts shoveling dirt too. Now we're getting down there. And at this point, I've lost my dog. I don't know where it went.
I in fact heard, my lord, that the reason why your dog was so far ahead of you was because he had in fact, mechanical implants that made him a very proficient digger.
I mean, don't you give implants to all your dogs? Of course he did. He was basically a tractor. He went through that land like you'd imagine like a T-Rex would with a little claws, except they were much bigger and they had scooped shovels. Now, Nessie, not much of a digger because of the flippers, but you wouldn't believe how fast this dog can go. You can wind him up and just right down the thing. And now, I don't know what he was after, but I'm following him and I'm following him. I lose sight of him after a while, and I go, Nessie, where'd the dog go? And then Nessie goes, let me see, and starts swimming through the earth, through the hole behind the dog. Now, it's getting mighty warm there. We get through the center of the earth. Now, I hear there's some demons there, but I think we call them Chinese. Because we get to the other side, and my dog's already on the plate.
Oh.
Let's see. We had made it to China, but the poor bastards mistaked them for a meal.
Even with the tractor arms?
I bet say, I hear that's a delicacy out there. They'd never seen a tractor arm dog before, so they mistook it for some kind of divine retribution. Some gift from the gods, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I said, Nessie, wait here. I hear they have a propensity for seafood. And Nessie said, no. I'm staying back here. I ain't going up there. So hey, out pops me. Just a wee lad with a big heart, like I said. And they look at me and they ask something in Chinese. Now, I can't speak Chinese that well. Only a little. And, I mean, as one learns Chinese in Ireland. And it goes, and they're saying something about dog god. And I don't know what that means. And my dog's on a plate and I go, you can't eat that dog. And I say the word for dog god. And they go, oh, it's a dog god. And I go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You're trying to eat a divine messenger. And they go, oh, okay. So they let my dog off the plate. He's only a wee bit cooked at that point. Now, Nessie at this point is sitting there looking all sorts of confused. He goes, what are they saying? I don't speak a lick of Chinese, only Japanese. And I go, well, maybe you should take a correspondence course. And anyway, we invaded China. That's how we invaded China. We went there, we conquered a few places. They decided to make us rulers. We said, nah, too much work, and we retreated. And that is how, of course, I went through we traveled through the center of the earth. But my lady, you knew this because you were at that meeting with the Chinese. I remember.
Ah, well, what was I doing when I was with the Chinese? I've had so many adventures that it is
of course.
Hard to recall them all, of course.
Last I remember, you were dancing with a bear? Was that the one?
Yes, no, that was being true. So, yes, everyone who has followed my adventures knows I am a woman of exotic tastes, shall we say. And in fact, I was dancing with this bear. It was not just a dance, it was ritual combat.
I remember that.
Because what it is, yes. So what it was is that they say that you should never invade Russia in the winter, and this is being very true. However, the notable exception is if you come from the east, it's a bit easier. So in order to head this off, I went to China. To discuss things with them that we might not be invaded, because then I would have to take time out of my busy schedule traveling to the moon to deal with everything. My retainers and I went on to China, and when we arrived there, they said that they would only listen to our diplomatic advances if I were to defeat this bear in hand-to-hand combat. So I agreed. In Russia, we are not being afraid of bears, and this one was somewhat on the scrubby side, compared to Russian bears. So that was the dance that you saw. He was up on his hind legs. And what I did was I grappled him about the middle, and I was about to, squeeze in an attempt to break the beast's spine when I found a zipper.
Ah.
And it turned out that there was, in fact, a man in a bear costume. And that he had been put there because he was a rival claimant to the throne of China. And that is why they offered you and the Loch Ness Monster the position of ruler, because their previous ruler had been deposed and they were looking for someone else.
Aye, that makes more sense.
Yes, no, it's a vicious cycle. You depose a ruler, someone gets bright ideas, they depose you, and they figured probably that the novelty of a small child and a Loch Ness Monster would, make for a good figurehead. So what it was is I instead discovered this lost emperor of China, and I returned him to his place on the throne, because even though he clearly would have lost the bout, it was a spirited one. And so returned him to his throne and received the eternal gratitude and a very nice peace arrangement with the country of China.
Fine sale.
I do have some
curiosity, though. I do not recall that particular altercation resulting in the original emperor being enthroned. I do, however, remember that the lost nation of Europe ultimately relocated to these provinces that the Irish took over. Isn't that right, Lord Alistair?
Now, I'm definitely a noble from a country that exists. Like, I guess we'll call... I mean, it's definitely called...
A dubious claim!
It's definitely called, you know, Transylvania... Transyl, something like that, you know? It's real! It's real!
my lord! I heard it's called Transylvanerial!
Yes, that's the one. That's definitely the one.
Ah, now, can you tell us how it got its name with that?
I'm a Lord Baron, like, that's what I am, and I know all about the history of my country. So, a long time ago, I'd say about 200 years ago, we had a king back when we were still doing kings back then. Like, we don't do kings today. We're a very progressive country. But at the time, we had a king, and he had a lot of, you know, he got around a bit, and he was a kind of a smooth talker with the
he was
common,
truly a man of the people.
Yeah, with the common people, and some people say that most of the certain kinds of diseases all kind of strain back to that king. And so, you know, we kind of got our name from that. It's you know, it's not the most proud thing in the world, but we make do with it. We make do with our small prides.
That all venereal diseases come from your land? Ah!
See, I heard, in fact, that these were not mere diseases, but they were, in fact, symptoms of demonic possession.
I don't know. I mean, our king, he may have got around a lot, so it was like people may have confused certain things. But yeah, maybe he was probably a demon. I mean, our country is called Transylvania, so we. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I understand. You have your homeland.
What happens?
My country does indeed exist, and I just want to insist on this.
Oh, like, well, we would never doubt your status as a noble, otherwise you would not be here with us.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, okay, I'll tell you the truth. Yes, our country did have a bit of a demon problem back in the day, and we have people who take care of this demon problem with, you know, just, well, the church. They had certain ways of dealing with it. They taught us to abstain from sleeping with, you know, the king and the not-so-clean royalty. And we kept the name, but we're a much cleaner and sanitary country now. I certainly don't have any diseases.
That you'll admit to? All right, then.
So it's like, I certainly can't live down the name of my country, but...
Lord Alistair, I was in the understanding that these demonic corruption that occurred in Transvenaria was what made it so essential that they moved the provinces of China that the Irish had so recently conquered, but did not want.
I mean, China did have pretty good medicine for that kind of thing. The demonic possession, not anything else. So, I mean, we didn't have much of a choice. We're not all that great as far as, you know, actually curing ourselves of things. We're good at catching things, but, you know, actually curing ourselves.
That would explain it. My Aunt Catherine, who had, you know, some exotic tastes of her own, I believe caught something most untoward in the East, and it makes so much more sense that perhaps she caught something from a Transvenerian.
Yeah, but not me, because I'm clean. I mean,
yes, and your country does exist!
Yes, my country definitely exists. I am a Lord Baron. Wait, was it Lord Baron? Yes, I am a Lord Baron.
Not a rabbi, right?
I am not a rabbi. Okay. I mean, rabbis are clean gentlemen. I'm a clean gentleman. So maybe I am a rabbi? I mean,
the matter is settled at the table, I'd say.
But, you know, as far as diseases and such go, I mean, is your aunt okay?
Aunt, well, you know, she's not dead. Well, I take it back. She didn't die from it. She is dead. But it had nothing to do with dying from a venereal disease specifically. It was a horse.
Oh, was it a venereal related horse?
In a sense, you might say.
I happen to have some particular knowledge of the death of Great Lady Catherine, for I was unfortunately witness to the event.
Ah, well, do tell. My family attempts not to talk about it. So, do enlighten me.
It was truly a sad day. Unfortunately, it marred what would have otherwise been a wonderful celebration of the Tsar's 17th birthday, as you know.
Mm.
Yes, we were all gathered in the Grand Square. A circus came into town to perform. And as I do, I happened among the circus folk. I find them to be not only talented, but wildly amusing and wonderful conversationalists, if you can stand the smell. They have a smell about them, much like horses. You see, they bring the horse smell with them. There's no way to extricate. I have been working on a device, of course, but I have not perfected it for extricating the smell of horses from a circus. I happened to be testing my device that day with, of course, the blessing of the Tsar. And Chauncey, as you know, Chauncey, my worthwhile companion, this was before his accident, and he was assisting me with the device. Now, you see, Lady Catherine came on her horse Buttercup, which was a wonderful, wonderful equine, before it was, of course, shot for its sin. And I must say, it was a truly majestic sight to see her trotting up.
I heard that you weren't just an observer. I heard you were a participant. I mean, I heard this is a very beautiful equine creature. So, I don't know, tell me about that.
I must admit, there is some truth. So, my participation was valid but indirect. I was found not to be at a fault by the Tsar, you understand. You see, it was my machine which caused the mishap. Yes.
Nice.
The original prototype was a bit ambitious, and we used fan blades of a size that I now realize and admit was perhaps overzealous. As the day grew on and hotter, the smell of the horses, of course, increased to the point where we nobles couldn't walk around without holding handkerchiefs to our noses, and this is not a dignified way for us to comport ourselves. So, with the Tsar's blessing again, I offered to use my wondrous machine, the Horse Extracticus, and Chauncey turned it on, began to whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. But the particular fibers that I used, which came from the Pondopi trees of South America, which are particularly well suited to pick up the fibers of horse, unfortunately also picked up your great aunt's very, very old dress. Now, had I known that that was sown from the hair of white mares, I would never, never have activated my device.
It was an antique. It was woven from the white mares of the Huns, decades ago.
It was as tragic to lose that, almost, as to lose the great Lady Catherine. We tried to catch her, of course, but the pull of the machine was too great. And I will add, there was a bit of silver lining to this. Aside from Buttercup, who, of course, was shot for... It was Buttercup that wandered near the machine and brought Catherine into danger.
Now, I actually have something to ask about that. Is it true that the horse had an enormous, gigantic, throbbing, wonderful personality?
It did. It did. That is true. It was quite the boisterous horse. And that's why it came near the device, you see. It was skipping. It was so pleased to be in the company of such fine, noble
people. Ah!
And to be preened upon and pet by so many fine hands. Its spirits were simply too high.
Ah, that was all.
Yes, yes. It was a rather unfortunate event, and I did my very best to gather all of her remains from the...
Yes, every member of the family has a small piece of Aunt Catherine close to their heart, metaphorically and literally speaking.
It's only... toast to Aunt Catherine.
And to that lovely inheritance she left.
And that is the Adventures of Baron von Munchausen game. Now, this part is where we vote on who had the best story. We have a number of coins remaining from how the play went. You can see us pull up stuff. That was when we said, no, you're wrong about this, and you have to incorporate into the story and accept the coin or pay the coin back. So I ended up with 4, Scott ended with 4, Savannah ended with 3, and Juan ended with 5. So he's got the most voting power. Do you want to start voting, or when do you want to vote? I'll let you choose.
Oh. So how exactly does voting work again?
So you have 5 coins.
You can vote on yourself, and you have 5 coins.
Yeah,
it.
So you can vote for whoever you want in whatever order. So.
Well, to be quite honest, I was quite impressed with that horse story. So, you know, I'll have to give him at least 3 coins for that. That was amazing.
That was pretty good.
Yes. And even though this leaves me with only 2 coins left, I do have to give each of you at least 1 because you guys were freaking amazing, and I was quite awkward, and I get my awkwardness quite well. But, you know,
we totally believe your country.
It takes a lot of practice. Yeah,
it's cool. You did really good for your first game.
Yeah.
You did good.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Myler and I have been doing this for quite some time.
It's true, Duke Myler does have quite a coterie of tags. But, I got 4. I'm gonna give 2 to Dwan for being new and doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And I like your story. You handled it, the lost nation of trans-venereal, fairly well.
I couldn't help that one, man. I was just like, alright, let's toss something into here.
Yo.
Yeah. And then I'll give 1 for Angus McCrackhouse. Oh, we're never going to get away from that one.
I actually put a prop for a different character, and I was like, nah, I'm going to do it.
You got to show us your prop, though, man.
I'll show you after the show. I might use it. I might use it next time.
Okay.
Right. Scott, your turn to vote.
All right, well, I have 4 coins here, so I will be giving everyone at least 1. And I'm going to go ahead and give Savannah an extra point there.
Well, everyone gets 1 from me because I have 3 conveniently.
All right, let me tally these up real quick.
I was trying to keep up with it, but I think I lost it.
Oh, I think I messed one up. You obviously did not vote on yourself, Scott.
I did not vote on myself, and the extra one went to Savannah.
Yeah. I got 5.
Mike,
I win!
Woo!
Yeah. Alright, Mike is our winner today. Congratulations to all of us for having to sit through that.
I think we're all
getting
here
to sit through that. That was
But now, that was good. It's really, it's best when the table can incorporate all the stories into the next story and it gains momentum and gets more crazy. Mm.
And that's why I was like, Savannah, I knew you were there, of course.
Right. Yeah. Right, well, I also like the implication because, you know, you are a small child, so I also was a fairly young person when I went and wrestled the bear.
I also like how the timeline for Angus has been completely confused because he met the Loch Ness Monster clearly before he met the Loch Ness Monster. It's okay, he's been drinking.
This all reminded me of an old fantasy mod I used to play, and like I think I was in my early 20s, and I like dated a dragon woman.
Awesome.
And it was like when it comes to like doing a dragon, it really depends on who knows polymorph. Yeah. So that's what the horse story made me think about.
I always like bringing up Aunt Catherine.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, now we know how Aunt Catherine dies.
That's true. There have been so many horse-related rumors.
None of them at all involve bestiality, right?
Oh, well, you know.
I would never.
No. Like, I prefer tigers myself.
I'm pleased that I got a new weird device for extracting the horse smell from circuses. Like, that's goal right there.
This ties into Mortal Kombat earlier.
I like that the Irish have invaded another country. This time it was China, which is totally directly right. If you go through the earth, they're clearly right there.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, while you were talking, I was like, Ireland's here, China's here.
I totally thought about that. I was like, I should be something that is blatantly in the wrong place.
It's like, went like this, like, whoosh.
Yeah. As you know, it's directly across from Ireland.
No, this was the old Europe, so.
Right.
Yeah, I think China's running to Transvenereal.
Yeah.
Transvenereal.
Well, right. Everyone, it has been lovely.
Yeah, it was a good game. Thanks for everybody who watched the podcast. Thanks for everybody who watched the actual play, and we'll see y'all next week. Thanks for coming on as a guest. On that was awesome.
Yeah, fun.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.